Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Sales, pitching new offers. When you call a customer on the telephone to make a sales pitch, you are essentially cold calling, and the customer is not likely to know what your call is about until you explain why you are calling. It is important to explain and ask for the customer's permission to continue with your pitch, but also to present the information in such a way that the customer agrees to hear you out. In this podcast lesson, we will look at a few ways to present your sales pitch in a manner that will help you to keep the customer's attention and get a positive response. Remember that the key to a successful sales pitch is to be persuasive in a way that does not sound aggressive. To do this, you should ensure that your tone is pleasant and conversational, but also informative. Asking relevant questions and paying attention to what the customer says can help you while making your sales pitch. You're now going to listen to a dialogue between Michael, a customer service executive at an electronics store, and Sarah, a customer who has purchased a computer from the store. Michael is calling Sarah to pitch a new offer for an extended warranty on her purchase.
Good morning. This is Michael Wood from Transworld Associates. May I speak with Ms. Sarah Aston?
This is Sarah Aston.
Hello, Ms. Aston. I'm calling in reference to the notebook computer you purchased from us in June 2007. We trust that you are happy with its performance.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's working fine.
Since your free warranty is set to expire next month, we have a special offer for you for an extended warranty period. May I give you the details?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. A 1-year service guarantee with our company costs $99.95 per year. But as a special offer this month, we're offering you a 2-year warranty for the same price. Also, if you choose to purchase a warranty within the next 7 days, you get a gift certificate worth $30 for our accessories section.
Do I need to buy an extended warranty at your store in case I need the computer serviced?
Not at all. But purchasing a warranty can save you a great deal of money in case you need servicing or repairs. Without a warranty, the service charges would be $150. By purchasing a warranty, you can get your system serviced as many times as you'd like during the service period for no extra cost.
Sounds like a good option. I'd like to think about it first.
Of course. May I call you back on Tuesday to confirm if you'd be interested in the offer?
Sure. I'll let you know on Tuesday.
Thank you. If I could just have another minute of your time, would you like to make any suggestions on how we can improve our service?
Well, you could offer lifetime warranty with purchases so that your customers don't have to go through the hassles of annual extensions.
That's a valid suggestion. Thanks. We do have a 5-year as well as a lifetime warranty purchase plan that I can tell you more about. Would you be interested?
Sure. Could you email me the details?
Certainly. Is your email address sarahaston@hotmail.com?
That's right.
I'll email you the details right away. Thank you for your time, and have a great day. I'll talk to you again on Tuesday.
Great, thanks.
When you make a sales call to promote a new offer, the customer is unaware of the purpose of your call, and you should outline your purpose briefly and ask for the customer's permission to continue. Summarize your offer briefly, and also ensure that you highlight the reasons that the customer may be interested in your offer. By showing the customer that the offer is relevant to their business, you are more likely to be invited to continue with the details. In this conversation, we see that Michael first establishes the relevance of his call by reminding Sarah that she has made a purchase from his company. He says, "Hello, Ms. Aston. I'm calling in reference to the notebook computer you purchased from us in June 2007. We trust that you are happy with its performance."
This establishes the context for Michael's sales call, and also begins the conversation in a way that allows Michael to proceed smoothly to the next thing he has to say, which is the reason for his call. He goes on to say, "Since your free warranty is set to expire next month, we have a special offer for you for an extended warranty period. May I give you the details?" Note that Michael does two things here in quick succession. First, he establishes the relevance of his call to Sarah by pointing out that the free warranty period on her computer has almost expired. Second, he also asks if it is okay to continue with the call by asking, "May I give you the details?" This shows Sarah that he is being courteous and will not impose on her time if she is busy. If Sarah had responded by saying something like, "This is not really a good time," Michael would have said that he would call back later, or asked her when he could call her back. He could say, "Would it be all right if I called you later? Is there a better time to call you? Or shall I call you back in a couple of hours?" Since Sarah has given Michael the go-ahead for further details, he briefly summarizes the details of the offer for her. Let's listen again to how he does that. "Thank you. A 1-year service guarantee with our company costs $99.95 per year, but as a special offer this month, we're offering you a 2-year warranty for the same price. Also, if you choose to purchase a warranty within the next 7 days, you get a gift certificate worth $30 for our accessories section." Note that Michael uses key phrases such as "special offer," "we're offering you," and "if you choose to purchase," in order to highlight the fact that he is calling to promote a special and limited offer. Also, did you notice that he uses the word "you" quite often? This is so that the attention remains focused on the customer. By stressing the fact that the offer is likely to be beneficial to Sarah, Michael is able to keep her attention. We also see that Michael is prepared to answer Sarah's questions. Also, he does not merely answer her question, but gives her additional information that may convince her to purchase the extended warranty he is offering. Let's listen to how he does this.
"Do I need to buy an extended warranty at your store in case I need the computer serviced?"
"Not at all. But purchasing a warranty can save you a great deal of money in case you need servicing or repairs. Without a warranty, the service charges would be $150. By purchasing a warranty, you can get your system serviced as many times as you'd like during the service period for no extra cost." As we can see, instead of just answering Sarah's question, Michael also tells her that servicing will be more expensive if she does not purchase the warranty. Also, note that he gives specific figures and details. Doing so helps you to make your points stronger, since the customer gets an actual sense of how much they will save, or what kind of an advantage they will have if they purchase your offer. It is unlikely that the customer will jump at your offer during the first call, so in case they seem undecided, be prepared to ask for a follow-up call or visit. Sarah seems interested, but says,
"Sounds like a good option. I'd like to think about it first."
In response, Michael asks if he can make a follow-up call. "Of course. May I call you back on Tuesday to confirm if you'd be interested in the offer?" For a product offer, you can also ask if you can visit the customer to make a demonstration. Michael is offering a service rather than a product, and therefore does not need to request an appointment. Use phrases such as "may I?" and "would it be okay?" to make your request. Finally, we see that Michael takes the opportunity to personalize the offer and asks Sarah for suggestions on how the service may be improved. Asking customers for their opinion, even if they are not going to make a purchase, helps to assure them that you care about what they think. Michael says, "Thank you. If I could just have another minute of your time, would you like to make any suggestions on how we can improve our service?" By asking Sarah an open question, Michael is inviting her to offer her opinion to show her that she is a valued customer. Of course, this should only be done if the customer seems to have the time to talk to you. To save Sarah's time, and also to give her more relevant information, he offers to email her the details of the different warranty plans offered by his company. Michael also ensures that he ends the call politely by saying, "Thank you for your time and have a great day." You're now going to listen to a conversation between Sharon, a sales executive at an investment bank, and Liam, a customer who has taken several investment policies from Sharon's company in the past. Sharon is visiting Liam's office to pitch a new offer to him.
Morning, Mr. Haviston. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Please, would you take a seat?
Thank you for seeing me today. I appreciate that you're busy.
It's no problem. I have a little time available.
As I mentioned on the phone, we have some new schemes that may interest you. I thought you might be especially interested in our new 5-year mutual fund scheme.
Can you tell me the specifics?
One of the highlights of this policy is that it's diversified and will enable you to minimize your investment risks, since we'll invest your funds in several different stocks.
Isn't that applicable to every mutual fund's policy?
You're right, it certainly is. But this is our most diversified policy, and it's also completely open-ended, which means you can personally buy and sell your shares at any time you should wish to do so.
Great. What about annulment options?
Just to clarify, you mean your option in terms of when you can close your policy, don't you?
Yes, that's right. I've had problems with other policies which have unreasonable wait periods of 3 years or more.
Well, that definitely shouldn't be a problem with this policy. We're offering several annulment options that you can choose at the time of opening your policy.
What exactly are these options?
Well, you can choose from a minimum investment period of 1, 2, or 3 years.
For a 5-year policy? What's the catch?
There's no catch. The only variable is that we can offer you higher returns for a greater minimum deposit period, but you'll still get an assured 8% of minimum returns, even if you choose a 12-month period.
Can I change my plan any time during the first 5-year period?
We have 3 points, one at the end of each year for the first 3 years, when you can decide to change your scheme if you wish. At any of these points, if you choose not to continue with the policy, your deposited amount, as well as the estimated returns on the day of calculation, will be credited to your account within 3 business days.
Great. I'll think about this and get back to you in a day or two.
Thanks. This is a limited period offer made to a few select customers, so do let me know by the end of the week. May I call you on Saturday to confirm your interest?
Yes, please do.
In the meantime, I'll leave a copy of the details of the policy, which you can look over in your own time.
Okay, thank you. I will.
Thanks very much for your time today, Mr. Haviston, and have a great day.
You may have noticed that there are some differences between calling someone on the telephone and pitching an offer to them in person. Since Sharon is meeting Liam in person through a prearranged appointment, she does not have to ask Liam if he has the time to listen to the details of the offer. Instead, she begins by thanking him for his time and says,
"Thank you for seeing me today. I appreciate that you're busy."
By stating her awareness that he is busy, Sharon lets Liam know that she will not take up too much of his time and appreciates his taking the time to talk to her. The key to an effective sales pitch is to keep it brief and direct. Sharon also reminds Liam of what she has already told him by saying, "As I mentioned on the phone, we have some new schemes that may interest you." Let's listen again to how she begins her description of the new policy.
One of the highlights of this policy is that it's diversified and will enable you to minimize your investment risks, since we'll invest your funds in several different stocks.
Let's examine Sharon's use of language carefully. She accomplishes 3 things here in the course of a couple of sentences. First, she briefly sums up the nature of the policy by saying that it's diversified. Also, she uses the phrase, "will enable you," in order to focus on how Liam will benefit from the policy. Third, she assures him that her company has its customers' best interest in mind by saying, "we'll invest your funds." By bringing both the first person plural "we" and the second person "you" into her phrasing, Sharon makes Liam aware of the personal relationship between the bank and its customers. It would have been less effective if she had used the passive voice and said, "your funds will be invested in different stocks." We also see that Sharon is prepared to take questions from the customer about the policy. Making a good sales pitch is not only about selling a product or service, but also knowing everything about it. In short, the sales executive must do his or her homework and be prepared to answer questions about the offer, since no customer is likely to consider making a purchase unless they are convinced that it will be to their advantage. From Liam's question, we can see that he is not new to investing. He asks,
isn't that applicable to every mutual fund's policy?
From Sharon's response, we see that it is important to be honest and also to acknowledge that the customer is right. She also adds more details to ensure that Liam knows that the policy is beneficial to him. She says,
you're right, it certainly is. But this is our most diversified policy, and it's also completely open-ended, which means you can personally buy and sell your shares at any time you should wish to do so.
In a sales pitch, it is important to remember that what you are selling is not the features of your product or service, but rather the advantages that the customer will receive on making the purchase. Again, we see that Sharon emphasizes the word you to highlight her interest in the customer and the benefits of the sale to him. We also see that Sharon makes a clarification when Liam asks her a question. Let's hear that again.
What about annulment options?
Just to clarify, you mean your option in terms of when you can close your policy, don't you?
Asking for a clarification ensures that you have understood a question correctly and lets the customer know that you are following what they are saying carefully. Also, we see that Sharon reassures Liam by establishing another benefit of the policy. Let's listen to that exchange again.
I've had problems with other policies which have unreasonable wait periods of 3 years or more.
Well, that definitely shouldn't be a problem with this policy. We're offering several annulment options that you can choose at the time of opening your policy.
Using phrases such as, we are offering, highlights the unique features of your offer and personalizes your sales pitch. Sharon also uses words and phrases which emphasize that Liam has several options which he can choose from. Let's listen to her response to Liam's question about whether he can change his plan at any time.
We have 3 points, one at the end of each year for the first 3 years, when you can decide to change your scheme if you wish. At any of these points, if you choose not to continue with the policy, your deposited amount, as well as the estimated returns on the day of calculation, will be credited to your account within 3 business days.
By using phrases such as, you can decide, and if you choose not to, Sharon is assuring Liam that it is his decision. Finally, we see that she ensures a follow-up by saying,
thanks. This is a limited period offer made to a few select customers, so do let me know by the end of the week. May I call you on Saturday to confirm your interest?
Since Liam has not yet made the purchase, Sharon sets up a follow-up telephone call so that she can talk to him again about the offer. This allows her to contact him at a later date and ensure that she won't be calling cold and catching him at the wrong time. In this podcast lesson, we saw that a good sales pitch is brief and to the point, and that it sells the benefits rather than the features of the product. Good sales executives must have good product knowledge and be able to answer questions and make clarifications about their products or services. Giving specific rather than general details about the product is also more likely to generate customer interest. You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.